From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. To give Columbia citizens a fresh start, the Columbia Municipal Court is giving people with active warrants the opportunity to turn themselves in from September 25th until September 29th, according to Municipal Court Administrator D. Williams. The warrant applies to anyone who appears for traffic tickets or other ordinance violations.
They can come up at any time and turn themselves in here at Municipal Court. They come specifically at 9 or 4. We're going to be having a docket at that time where those individuals can be seen right away. During that time period, so long as they come and turn themselves in, they won't be arrested.
Court hours were also expanded for people who work late hours. The initiative is part of the city's strategic plan efforts to improve citizens' chances of success. Columbia's average ACT scores rank higher than the state, according to new ACT data. For the past 5 years, the Columbia Public School students had an average composite score of 21.5, ranking higher than state average by meeting all requirements in English, math, reading, and science. Community Relations Director of Columbia Public Schools, Michelle Baumstark, says the students get the chance to have ACT content taught to them in class. She says it's really about having them feel comfortable taking high-stakes standardized tests. A medical examiner has an autopsy on the death of a developmentally disabled Missouri man whose body was found in April encased in concrete. The Fulton Sun reports Fulton Police Chief Steve Myers said Thursday the autopsy on 31-year-old Carl DeBrody was received within the last week. DeBrody was reported missing April 17th from the Second Chance Homes for the Developmentally Disabled in Fulton. His body was found April 24th encased in concrete in a container inside a storage area. Investigators determined he had been missing for months. Myers says a backlog at the Boone and Callaway County Medical Examiner's Office delayed the autopsy, and no one has been arrested. Prosecuting attorney Christopher Wilson said in a statement Thursday that the report would remain confidential while the investigation is continuing. Hickman High School will dedicate the Coach Arnold Spanky Monroe Memorial Pavilion Friday night as a tribute to the former football coach who died unexpectedly of a heart attack 1 year ago. Monroe was head football coach at Hickman from 2011 until 2016 and graduated from Hickman in 1985. He was described by many as an instrumental mentor. The Columbia Missourian reports the Wood Pavilion has been renovated from an open roof-only shelter to include two equipment closets for use by the school's Booster Club, whose members raised and donated roughly $10,000 to the project. In addition, a memorial sign for Monroe will be unveiled during Friday's ceremony at 6:30 p.m. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.